Come on now, open up.
Oh.
That's my good big boy.
I can't eat any more of those mushed up peas.
Of course you can. Now, here comes the little airplane.
Oh.
Open up the hangar. Well, good Lord, Naomi. What are you going to do next? Put him on your shoulder and burp him? For your information, Miss Harper, we are testing baby foods to find out which are the best for our little bundle of joy.
Yeah, Mama. We are just being concerned, mature parents.
No more peas! Applesauce!
Shut up and wipe your face, you Gerber goon.
These 78s are heavy. Where shall I put them?
Put them in the closet. And be careful with those, Iola. They're irreplaceable. You can't get three widow fishies on CD.
Hey, Mama. How did it go at the senior singles dance at the church?
Oh, we had a real good turnout. Same as usual.
Still no men, huh?
Well, no, I don't know what is the matter with all the old men in this town. I mean, it's just a little get-together. It isn't a prostate exam.
Well, as your DJ, I think the music is the problem. I wish you'd let me update it from my record collection.
I don't think the Captain and Tennille doing Muskrat Love is going to turn the tide.
Boy, it must be depressing to see all those old ladies dancing with each other.
Well, let me tell you about it. And Roselle Huplander always makes me lead. I never should have agreed to be the social director.
You know, I think you need some publicity. Why don't you make up a flyer and then distribute it to all the golden oldies in town?
Yeah, you could leave them at the Senior Citizen Center in the VFW Hall. Not to mention the denture adhesive aisle at Ray Drug.
Shoot, it's worth a try. I don't think I have the strength to dip that tub of Roselle again.
Hey, Uncle Vic!
Ooh! Where are you, Bubba?
Your turn, Grandma. Now, just act natural.
Get that damn camera out of my face!
Well, not that natural.
What's with all the photos, Bubba?
I'm working on an assignment for my creative photography class.
Yeah, what is it? Portrait of an annoyed family?
No, Grandma. I'm taking photos of people I know, and I'm going to superimpose them over a big picture of Ray Lake. I'll call it Sea of Humanity.
Sounds more like Lake of Losers.
Well, I think it sounds fascinating. Sort of like Salvador Dali meet Jacques Cousteau.
I would love to have my photo in your Sea of Humanity, Bubba.
Okay, Aunt Naomi. Smile.
Oh, no, not now. You've got to give me some time to make myself beautiful.
Well, hell, Naomi's going to graduate in 2 years.
When can I take some pictures of you guys?
When you quit acting like a paparazzi and do it when everybody is ready for you.
Yeah. Okay, I can get some equipment from school and set up a studio right here in the living room. And then I'll schedule private shoots, just like a pro. Thanks for the idea, Grandma.
Idea? Shoot, I thought I just put the kibosh on it.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Right here in the living room.
All right, Iola. How's this sound? Men wanted. Must be old and able to do box step.
Well, that's a start. But whatever we put on the flyer will be greatly enhanced by my calligraphy. Now, which do you like best, the Elizabethan or the Gothic?
Well, the men we're trying to attract are old, but they weren't born in the Middle Ages.
Hello, lady. How do I look for my photo session?
Oh, my goodness, you look so different. You look so much less, what's the word?
Trashy? Cheap? Sleepy? Tawdry? Cheap.
For your information, Miss Harper, this is my new maternal look.
Well, I think you look lovely.
Thank you, Iola. Now, when are the two of you going to get ready for your photo sessions?
We are ready. Oh. You've been ready for the past half hour, but Bubba's had people traipsing in and out all day, and he's way behind schedule.
Well, I'm not in any hurry. I'm afraid I'm a bit camera shy.
Really? Why is that, Iola?
Oh, it all dates back to 1964. Mother, Daddy, and I were on vacation at Ray Falls. Daddy was trying to get all of Mother in a picture. I hope he was using the wide-angle lens. Well, unfortunately, no. And he stepped back without looking, ended up in the lower falls.
Oh, how awful.
Well, thank goodness Mother was a synchronized swimmer in her youth. She not only saved Daddy from drowning, she went on to place in the wet t-shirt contest at our motor launch.
Well, sweetie, no wonder you're camera shy. I believe I would be traumatized, too, if I saw that woman in a wet t-shirt.
Hey, ladies.
Well, if it isn't the photographer's assistant.
Honey, when is Bubba going to be ready for us?
Well, this particular shoot is taking longer than we thought. Whew. I never knew photography could be such hot work.
Neither did I. Denton Harper, you are staying in this kitchen until you cool off.
Maybe I better go see what's happening in my house.
Are you getting my best side?
Well, they're all pretty good.
Hold it right there, Bubba Hefner. What are you and your playmate doing?
Grandma, it's for my school project.
Yeah, and I'll be swimming in the sea of humanity.
Yeah, well, you sure got the lungs for it.
Grandma, Lisa and I are trying to create a mood here.
Not in my living room, you ain't. You just go put on your clothes, Missy. The bike squad is probably on their way.
I just bought a fresh coat of baby oil.
Well, then slide into your clothes and out of my living room.
Well, I hope you're happy you just ruined my session.
I am just getting you back on schedule, mister. It is time to take family pictures, so you forget about the cheesecake and let's bring on the fruitcakes. There we are.
Now, Bubba, I want to look very demure in these pictures.
You got it, Aunt Naomi. Think of something sweet. Okay, forget sweet. How about playful? Think of a kitten playing with a little ball of yarn.
Okay. Meow.
Okay, now, Uncle Vint, you said you wanted that rugged macho look, right?
You got it, big guy. A real man carrying a real man's tool chest.
Okay, go. Oh! Okay, now, Miss Boylan, just try and relax. Boy, you're really starting to loosen up now. Try thinking of a sultry night in Rio. That's it, Miss Boylan.
Oh, well, Bubba, you really made me relax in front of the camera.
Oh, great. Then I'll take one more shot.
Okay, now, Bubba, I never take a good picture because the photographers are always shooting it before I'm quite ready to...
Bubba, for crying out loud. Just forget it, Bubba. I can't take a good picture.
Grandma, we're not giving up. I don't care if it takes us all afternoon.
Lord, this is work. I tell you, I got a whole new respect for those folks models on Star Search. Wait a minute, Bubba!
But honey, all of the cribs are expensive.
Okay, Thelma, I think this one's gonna fly. Gentlemen, are you lonely, depressed, feeling blue? Only your radio to keep you company?
No, we're trying to promote a seniors mixer, not a suicide hotline.
Well, I'm only trying to help. None of your ideas have worked.
Well, something better work. I'm supposed to have the flyer to the printers in an hour.
Miss Harper, you got to get people's attention with something catchy. You deserve a break today.
I sure do. When are you leaving?
No, I mean, get an advertising slogan.
Yeah, like, less filling. Tastes great. Or, I'm a pepper, you're a pepper.
Yeah, well, I got one for you, Benton. A brain is a terrible thing to waste.
Hey, everybody! I finished developing the photograph.
Let me see.
Oh, I hope there's a good one of me. I already knitted a frame for it.
Oh, honey, you look like such a stud muffin.
And get a load of my sexy little cupcake.
Oh.
Will you two go preheat your oven somewhere else?
Well, Thelma, I believe that is the nicest picture of you I've ever seen.
Let me see that. Well, Iola, when you're right, you are right. Just adorable. Bubble, I will have 24 wallet size of these for all my family and friends.
You got it, Grandma. Say, Uncle Vint, you want to help me pick out some pictures for my collage?
Well, I'm busy right now, Bubba. I can't...
You'll be glad you did.
What? Oh! You bet. Yeah. I guess I should help, me being his assistant and all. You got what I think you got?
Sure do, Uncle Vint.
The envelope, please. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, hubba, hubba, hubba.
You like that one? I got one that'll really knock your socks off.
I'm all eyes.
Check this out.
Shame on you, Bubba. How did you get Mama to pose like that?
I didn't, Uncle Vint. I superimposed Grandma's head on Lisa's body. You know, like Oprah and Ann Margaret on the cover of TV Guide.
You took pictures of Oprah and Ann Margaret?
Never mind. Trust me, it can be done.
Well, it is kind of funny. You going to show this to Mama?
Oh, not until I get it blown up poster size. I want to surprise her with it. You think she'll like it?
Like it? She'll be thrilled. How else could she lose 50 pounds without going on a diet?
Well, I do love sitting here admiring myself, but it sure isn't helping me get my flyer done.
Oh, Thelma, that's it. A picture's worth 1,000 words. Why not put your picture on the flyer?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Oh, sure. That way the men can see at a glance the kind of nice, respectable women they'll meet at the mixer.
This is an excellent idea, Ola.
Well, maybe he's on to something. Let me see. I could get the printer to put all of this on the right side. There'd be plenty of room left on the left for my picture. Benton, you got to get this down to Ray Print for me right away.
Now?
Yes, now, before it's too late.
Oh. Hey! That'll be my catchy slogan. It's never too late to have a good time.
Perfect.
Say, Uncle Vin, as long as you're going to Ray Print, could you have him make up a poster of this picture like we talked about?
Oh, sure thing, Bubba.
Hold on, okay, Benton. I put all the information for the printer on the back of the flyer here. Just run them down there, tell them to run them off and send them right out.
Don't worry, Mama, I got everything under control.
Well, no, I don't have time. I'm just going to have to hope for the best. I tell you what, girls, if this flyer doesn't wake up those old geezers, nothing will.
Is she here yet? Is she here?
No, but she should be pretty easy to spot.
Oh, my word. Will you look at this turnout?
Well, I guess your flyer really did the trick.
I'll tell you what, it pays to advertise. You give them what they want, you'll have them chomping at the bit.
Hi, girl. How are you?
Hiya, fellas.
Holy moly.
Thelma, looks like your dance card's gonna be filled tonight.
Yeah, it's a good thing I put on fresh corn pants. Probably wants to thank me for digging up all these men.
I hope you're happy, Thelma.
Well, I'm thrilled. The place is packed. I think it has a lot to do with Thelma's flyer.
No kidding. Whatever gave you the idea to do such a thing?
Well, I just figured my photo would show these fellas the kind of women they could meet and spend the night with.
Well, I never.
Lucille, where are you going?
Home, just as soon as I can pack up my macaroni salad.
Well, put a bug in her britches. She's just jealous because it's your picture on the flyer. Well, it is not my fault that I was cursed with great beauty. Well, I think I'll spin some platters. I'm going to start out with a slow tune, get us warmed up before we start bumping. Okay.
Allow me, pretty lady.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll hold your cup.
Well, it is so nice to be around gentlemen.
I'm Wes.
I'm Ernie.
I'm Thelma.
We know.
I bet you boys saw my flyer.
Sure did.
Nice picture.
Oh. Hey, care to dance?
Well, there's no music.
Well, that's all right. I'll hum.
I think I'll just stand this one out.
It's kind of warm in here. May I take your coat?
Oh, I'll help.
Oh, well, thank you, I'm still a little bit chilly.
Bummer.
Well, if you'll excuse me, as social director, I got a mix. I want all you boys to have an evening you never forget. Oh,
what a woman.
Attention, everybody. May I have your attention? I would like to welcome all of our newcomers to our little shindig. My name is Thelma Harper.
Hi, Thelma.
Yeah, we want all of you gents to have fun, fun, fun.
Now, it's time to start the music, Lucille. I'm going to play Glenn Miller. You sure you don't want to stay?
Positive.
How about Kay Kaiser?
Forget it. We're leaving.
But why? I don't understand.
Oh, as if you didn't know.
Oh, my God. Well, we have plenty of great records to play for you tonight, so I hope you're all in the mood to swing. Oh, aren't you boys eager? I'm going to tell you a little secret. So am I. You sure know how to make a girl feel wanted.
I know I want you, Thelma.
Oh, look, can't you see these boys want to dance? Now, who's first?
Yeah, me. I'm a great dipper.
Smash, get on this flyer. This is going to ruin my reputation.
Well, you should have thought of that before you post for it.
Post for this, you ninny. I've never worn a bathing suit without a skirt in my life.
How did this happen?
I got a feeling my no good shutterbug of a grandson is responsible for this.
Come on, Thelma, let's dance.
What are you gonna do? These old coots got more in their mind than the hokey pokey.
Well, I'm gonna set these dirty old men straight right now. Now listen up, everybody. This may be my face, but these are sure as hell not my... Well, this is not my body. Well, you know what? You're asking for it. All right. Read them and weep.
Hey, no fair. False advertising.
Oh, shut up, you senior sicko. Maybe a party, but that does not mean that I'm a party girl.
Oh, what about your friend?
No. Shame on you. Shame on all of you. Whatever happened to good, clean fun? Now, if you would like to stay and behave like gentlemen and dance with a couple of nice, respectable ladies, you are more than welcome. If not, there's the door.
Let's go, guys.
You geriatric jerks! You've got to do with a real woman anyway!
Calm down, Thelma. We might as well leave, too.
Leave, hell. I came here to boogie. Paola, may I have this dance? I'll lead.
Well, at least you got a nice big poster of yourself out of this mix-up, Mama.
Oh, shut up, Denton. I never want to see that picture again. It reminds me of the worst night of my life.
Oh, gee, Miss Harper, I don't know why. Having all those men running after you doesn't sound so bad to me.
Well, you didn't say the way they were leering at Thelma.
Well, it was just a joke, Grandma. It's nothing to lose your head over.
Oh, well, you're very funny. Let's just see how your head looks on this body. Oh! Get the picture?